Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Cookin' Joe. Ron, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you just fine right now. Hopefully that will continue.
So annoying, and I apologize. It's not my fault, of course, but I know it's annoying for people to listen to. It's very annoying to be part of here. Can you hear me now, Ron?
I think, yeah, when you did your little spot there moments ago, you sounded crystal clear, and that has continued. Hopefully the problem has been alleviated, Joe. You sound great now.
I'm very glad about that. I was just about to tell you that last night I had an appointment, so for the first time in a while, I was in a hurry to get somewhere. Like, the first time that I can remember, I was on the road driving in a hurry to get somewhere, and it felt so good to be swearing at other drivers, Ron, and just to be in a horrible, like, stressful place. It was actually refreshing, and I'm glad, and I've continued the swearing here today.
I'm glad that you made it safely. That's what's important, and, you know, let's hopefully we got our issues out of the way, and we're ready to rock and roll here, Joe.
All right, let's do it. Let's get back to where we were, Ron. Let's go back to the way things used to be. At number six, and that is, we're not even past Thanksgiving, as our friend Ray Fittipaldo writes, and the Steelers can secure a playoff berth this weekend. They would need a win in addition to the Jets winning, and the Falcons would have to beat the Raiders in Atlanta. The Jets would have to beat the Dolphins. So it's unlikely, but they'd become only the 10th team since 78 to accomplish this feat on the weekend of their 11th game. You betting on it, Ron?
No, because one of those deals, you said the Jets have to win, right? I don't know that that's going to happen. So if not this week, maybe next week, they're going to do it. I think they have much bigger sights now than just making the playoffs, but that is the first step. They haven't made it. You know what? The last 2 years they missed out. So, you know, it's a step along the way. It's part of the process, but I know for a fact they have much bigger wishes on their wish list than just making the playoffs. That's going to happen. The question is, what do they do after that? So sounds like they're in a pretty good spot to me.
Number six, our friend Jason Mackey talked to Travis Williams over at the Pirates yesterday with the $1 million, or should I say multi-million dollar question. Would the Pirates, or how much will the Pirates raise their payroll? Do they think that they're going to be able to compete? And Williams says, I don't think Ben Cherington or I come here without knowing that we're going to have a commitment to provide the resources we need to be successful. I feel like I've heard this from many different people over the years, Ron. He says, I think markets like Pittsburgh can be successful. We're not going to be the Yankees or Red Sox. For us, the most important things are going to be identifying those points of when to spend, when to spend properly, and also spending on the right areas. Ron, I'm not sure I feel great about this becoming a competitive payroll anytime soon. Do you?
Now, who is saying this? Is this Trevor Williams' observations?
Travis Williams, not Trevor.
Travis Williams.
Did I say Trevor?
Maybe I misheard. I might have misheard, but I was thinking Trevor Williams. No, I'll believe it when I see it, Joe. I mean, the first moves that they made just now in releasing these guys, were financially motivated. What was Trevor Williams was – Trevor Williams, now confusing on the Williams here – was due to they were going to make almost $5 million a year in arbitration next year, and they're not going to pay that to him. So I'll believe it when I see it. We've heard this over and over and over again. You know, when the time's right, we're going to find a way to spend. Nobody is going to believe it until they actually see it happen, Joe.
Of course, Pirates president Travis Williams I'm talking about. If I said Trevor, I apologize. We know we'll be in trouble, Ron, if Trevor Williams is speaking on behalf of the payroll, correct? Or maybe less trouble. Maybe he'd be willing to throw money around. I don't know.
Well, I think he'd be willing to spend, no doubt about it. That's for sure. But it's not his call, so I don't think we have to worry about that.
Number five, the bowl game scenarios are out, and I know you're excited about that, Ron. Here's some destinations that different people are picking for Pitt. You tell me which one of these tickles your fancy. Against Purdue in the, what is this bowl game even called? The Duke's Mayo Bowl? Is that what it's called? The Duke's Mayo Bowl against Purdue in Charlotte. The Gator Bowl against Ole Miss, the Pinstripe Bowl against Purdue from our friend Jerry Palm, the Pinstripe Bowl against Purdue from Brad Crawford, and the old Cheez-It Bowl, Ron, against Kansas State from a man named Bill Bender of the Sporting News. Which one of those would you like to go to? I guess the Gator Bowl against Ole Miss for me.
None would be my choice. There's too many bowls. I've said this all along. At best, Pitt is going to go into the season, into the bowl season. At best, you would think with the 6-5 record, unless they somehow upset Clemson this week, and I don't see that happening. 6-5, they don't really deserve to go to a bowl. No 6-5 team does. They're just secondary, tertiary bowls. There's too many of them. They don't interest me at all. I know every coach wants to be able to say we've go to a bowl, but more teams, well, I know some of them have been canceled this year because of COVID, but more teams go to bowls than don't go to bowls anymore. Just too many of them. So none of those really interest me at all, Joe. You can have that trip if you want it.
No, there will be no trips taken. Have you ever covered a Cheez-It Bowl, Ron?
No, I don't even think I covered. Do you remember when they played in the Alphabet Bowl like 3 or 4 years in a row? I don't even think I covered one of those. So it's been a while since I covered a college bowl game. I think in Narduzzi's first year, I covered when they played Navy because I tied it into a – it was in the Armed Forces Bowl, whatever it was, in Annapolis, which one of my favorite sites. And then the Steelers played in Baltimore the next day, so it was a – easy combo. I don't think I've been to a college bowl game since then.
This first one, I honestly didn't know what it meant. Like, they have all these guys' names next to what they're picking, and I thought this guy's name was Duke Mayo, but it's the Duke's Mayo Bowl. M-A-Y-O. What is that? Do you know,
Joe,
what that is?
Your choice, your call is as good as mine. I'm going to Google it and see what comes up here. It's probably some company. Duke's Mayo? There's a company called Duke's Mayonnaise. Is that what this is? I don't know. Might be.
I mean, you're really scraping bottom if you're heading out to the Duke's Mayonnaise Bowl, Ron. Come on. You got to turn that one down.
But
there's
a lot of those out there, Joe. That's all these bowls, other than, you know, the top three or four or five are all just extraneous bowls for coaches to say, you know, we made a bowl and give them the extra 14 days of practice that they covet to get started for next year.
But still, even having said that and having made fun of half of these, I still think it's good to go to a bowl game, don't you, to get that extra practice? And I also, by the way, keep the bowl games on at my house, sort of a constant background, and every once in a while we'll check one out. I'm glad that they exist myself, and every once in a while I get wrapped up in one. Like, I think it's harmless that there's so many bowls myself.
Well, it's made for TV. I mean, it's made for ESPN programming. Yeah, it's harmless, I guess. You don't have to watch. I choose not to watch most of them. I'll watch. Penn State isn't going to one this year, that's for sure. You know, West Virginia will be in a bowl game. I'll watch and see what they do. I'll watch and see what Pitt does. But other than that, I mean, other than the New Year's Day bowls and the tournament games, I probably won't be watching any of them. But is it harmless? Yeah, I would say that.
Harmless entertainment for me. Number three. Wow. I have not seen Tom Brady look as bad as he did in the fourth quarter, second half, really, of that game, I should say. That was painful. Jared Goff goes 39 of 51 the Rams beat the Bucks and Brady. What's the bigger story here, Ron? The rise of the Rams again or Brady's issues?
Well, I mean, I think they're both really big issues. You know, Brady just, you know, just didn't look good last night. I mean, it is what it is. Is it finally catching up with him? Maybe. I'm hesitant to say that because every time I do, he comes back stronger and finds a way to get it done. But it sure looks like this could be it for him. But I think it's also a big story what the Rams have done. You know, Jared Goff looked great last night, didn't he? I thought he looked really good. Is that going to last? We'll see. So I think both stories were big last night, but still a long way to go in this season. But right now the Rams are right there, looks like to me, with the Saints as a team in the NFC, much more so than, you know, Bruce Arians' Buccaneers at this point.
Yeah, I'm sort of wondering about old Brucey more than I'm wondering about Brady, to be honest. I mean, just last week he threw for 341, three touchdowns, no picks. He's got 25-9 on the year. But I wonder about that team really on both sides of the ball. I mean, Jared Goff goes 39 of 51. He almost set a record for most completions on Monday Night Football. And I just wonder if Brady's thinking to himself, oh, my God, I've gone from – not that Bruce is a bad coach, but he's not – it's not like it was, let's put it that way. I think he's good at going in and turning around sagging programs, but as far as leading them to the promised land, he's not the guy I would want. And I wonder if Brady wonders what he's gotten himself into here, honestly.
Now, correct my – you were on that Tampa Bay bandwagon not long ago, weren't you?
Absolutely. Same way you were on the Baltimore bandwagon.
And Pompeiani is still – you know, remember yesterday he said he still thinks that the Buccaneers are a team to beat. I wonder if he has fallen off of that wagon a little bit.
Let's push him off, Ron. By the way, I still think they're the most talented team in the NFC. I mean, look at the weapons that guy has to throw to. Look at the guys on defense. But it takes a head coach and a staff to rein it all in and make it work. And by the way, they're still 7-4, which is probably the best record through 11 games that Tampa Bay's had in at least a decade. Off the top of my head, I would make that wager. But with the talent on hand, I think they're underachieving, actually. I mean, maybe people will blame it on Brady, maybe on Arians, but they look like a one-and-done to me at the moment, Ron. Coming up, we still have, well, there's one topic I want to get to that's actually kind of funny. And then I want to ask you about this Steelers team. I think, you know, Jimbo Covert was on last week talking about the 85 Bears, for example, the 2007 Patriots. When they were in the midst of their unbeaten runs, 8-0, 9-0, 10-0, 11-0, it was very clear to everybody that we were watching a potentially great, great team. Do we feel like the Steelers are that or something other than that or can be that? What exactly are we looking at here?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.